Afternoon.
Hello.
What can I do for you today?
Hot sausage.
Who?
Nick's and Bowley, I guess, set up practice today?
Bowley didn't. Bowley practiced, yeah. Nick's did. Yeah, they held Nick's.
Was that precautionary or was there any setback?
Well, there's no setback. He didn't work yesterday, so, you know, evidently they felt it was in the best interest not to make him any sore than he is.
How are you going to lift him to the game?
You know what? I'll have to think about that.
Do you think he'll play Wednesday, Tom?
I think he will.
Coach, you talked the other day about the intent to disrupt Tony Romo. Why is that so important with him, and is it more important with him than anyone else?
No, it's just the quarterback. It's a, you know, a generic question and a general answer, which is, you know, every team in the league is trying to get to the quarterback. And, you know, that's something we take a lot of pride in. And so hopefully we'll be able to put some pressure on them. Try to make them throw the ball before they really want to throw the ball.
The ability to do that has been such a hallmark of your team. Where would you say this unit compares or ranks within all the other teams?
Well, I think based on the preseason, we're in pretty good shape. I mean, I think we're, you know, we did have some pressure this preseason, and I think we'll be fine.
Tom, your first attempt at defending a Super Bowl back in the league was going really well until obviously out there. What for you, in your approach, that you might reuse? What things that did go well early in that season that you are there any, or is that too long ago?
No, I would just say this, that you know, we came back with a very good attitude about practicing and looking forward to the season and playing well. And we did. We were able to carry over some of the things that we had done pretty well during the previous season. We ran the ball well. We had a nice mix. Defensively, we played, you know, pretty well. And probably with the exception of going to Cleveland that night, we were consistent throughout those first 10, 11 ball games.
Do you see anything in this group that leads you to believe that's possible again? Or what do you
think? Well, that's the goal. That's what we're trying to do. And, you know, I mean, I know they're anxious to play, so let's play it.
Tom, do you count on the veteran leadership to sort of guard against any danger of complacency?
Well, this question hasn't come to me for a while, and certainly, absolutely, that's what you would hope, that that all the fuss and all the attention that has been received is properly channeled to make people understand that, you know what, you just got to go out and play. I mean, that's what this thing is all about. It's really not about talking; it's about playing.
How excited are you to go out to open up on Wednesday night in front of the country against a division foe like the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I'm very excited. I'm excited for the start of the season. Obviously, really excited about that. Excited to play on Wednesday night. And as you say, the divisional rival coming in here really makes it all that more important.
Foley and Hoseley, do you anticipate having a choice Wednesday whether to go with them or not, or is there a chance one or both are actually ruled out where it's not up to a coach's decision?
No, we'll do the best we can to try to figure out what the right combination is, and hopefully neither one of those guys would be ruled out from a medical standpoint.
Is anybody out?
Well, there'll be the guys that haven't practiced will be out. Mukamara hasn't practiced. He'll be out. So we'll deal with that here in a minute.
Did Beattie or Brewer do anything in practice today?
Not Brewer, Beattie. Beattie's practiced straight along. Limited, but he's practiced.
Tom, you've been doing this for years. I mean, you used to get butterflies before season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. That part of it will never change.
Is your family or anyone around you doing anything? Leave you alone
no.
Or anything like that?
No, I don't see many of family from the time we start till we start playing and get into a normal schedule, which, you know, we're obviously not in.
Hey, Tom, when you have a quarterback like Eli, obviously he has the physical tools to be, you know, a very good quarterback. But I mean, what are the intangibles for you as a coach that's just sort of that he has that sort of allow him to rise to?
Oh, he's. You name it. I mean, he's intelligent. He has great pride. He has a burning desire to be the best that he can possibly be. He has great timing. He has the ability to understand exactly what you want to do and what the defense is doing and talk to you about it and get the ball to the right receiver. He does a great job in the classroom. He does a great job representing the Giants. He has outstanding character. He has outstanding leadership. When people listen to what he says.
Supposedly Sean's going to retire. I mean, can you talk a little bit about him as a player?
And we were very, very proud to have Sean O'Hara with us through the early years in the first Super Bowl. And, of course, he's been not only an outstanding football player, but a great citizen for the New York Giants. And he has the personality, and he keeps them stirred up. And he seems to really enjoy the camaraderie that exists, particularly with his offensive linemen, but also with his team. And, you know, he's very bright. He always made all the calls. He's very tough. He's played through some things in his career that a normal athlete might not play with. And we admire that greatly in him. And we're so proud and happy that when the decision came for Sean to was in free agency, that he came with the New York Giants. And he certainly made the best of that. And he's talking now about retiring as a New York Giant. And I'm sure the mayor and the Tisch family couldn't be happier about that.
Coach, your thoughts on playing with the replacement reps?
I'm staying away from that. I've already said what I'm trying to say on that, and that is that I certainly understand the position that those gentlemen are in, and I wish them nothing but the best and hope that, you know, they know the rules, they can be spontaneous, instinctive, and control the game.
Tom, what do you think you can reasonably expect from Michael Coe?
I think he'll play a good game. I think he'll play well. He's practiced well. He's played well in the preseason. He understands what we're trying to do. He certainly has matched up against outstanding receivers on the other side of the ball. But he's a very competitive guy. He's looking forward to this opportunity, and I think he'll do well.
Do you think he'll be a target?
Probably.
Anything else for Tom? We're going to get Sean in here.
Eli's talked about doing the work since winning a second Super Bowl, not resting on that. Is there anything in particular you can identify that you've seen him improve on since that work?
I know he's taken to heart the various issues that we talked about trying to improve upon offensively. And we've had some categories that haven't done very well with. And he does have his hand very much involved in the run game. And we'd like to see that improved. His preseason has been very steady, very consistent. We haven't had as many big plays as we had last year during the regular season. But that certainly is a goal, and that's where we're headed. I think he did an exceptional job last year with our two-minute offense, our finish-the-game offense, and has been well recognized for that. I think we'd like to do a little better job early on. If we can come out of the blocks better. We're always trying to improve ourselves on third down to be a better third-down team. So there's a tremendous – I was asked that question the other day, and I said that – we just don't look backwards. We look forward, and we try to improve upon in every way everything that will make us a more complete offensive team.